I started off the outline today with a quote from Brian Tracy because I always look for good quotes out there, and I really like this. I said, develop an attitude of gratitude and give thanks for everything that happens to you, knowing that in every step forward is a step toward achieving something bigger and better than your current situation. And you know, it's just true about our life. Be thankful in everything that happens to you. And that's a hard thing for some of us to do, especially if some of us out there today that might be struggling to achieve network marketing success. It's hard to feel grateful, isn't it? It's hard when things aren't going your way. And I know around Manatech for, you know, some time, we've seen some things, ups and downs and ins and outs. And, you know, some of us are on pins and needles waiting for a comp plan change that's, you know, been in the works for now 2.5 years. And we're waiting for our private Facebook pages, and we're waiting for back office. And you know, some of the things that we just think that, you know, where is this stuff that we've been on, you know, and you know, Manatech's had some issues. They've had to fire the company that was working on their back office stuff because they misrepresented what they could perform. And, you know, you can point your finger at Manatech, but, you know, when you know the inner workings, you know that, hey, this can happen. These kind of things can happen. And the comp plan changes, you know, they were supposed to be out a year ago, a year and a half ago. And the reason that's not happening is because we had two major lawsuits that happened, VEMA and Herbalife, and they totally changed the way network marketing is structured today. And some of you may not appreciate that, but no longer is it the day where you can go out and sell $1,000, $5,000, $2,000, $3,000 packs up front. I mean, the FDA is coming down, FTC coming down very, very hard on that because they're saying you have to build customers. If you're truly in the sales business marketing, you've got to build customer base. You can't just go out there and promote a business opportunity and high-flute and get everybody to buy in big and lose big, because the majority of people out there, you know, they're not going to make it, you know. If that isn't true for you, I mean, really, they're not going to make it. How many people actually make it to platinum presidential? You know, I think we have 5 or something like that, or 8. You know, or 10 maybe, but how many hundreds of thousands of people have joined Manatech? So it's not about reaching platinum. I mean, many of us can, we have the capacity to do it, but it's about building a better lifestyle. For some people, it's $500 a month. Some people, it's $1,000 a month. Everybody's different because it's just a blessing to have a residual income stream. And for some people in my organization, they're just thankful. They get their Manatech products for free every single month. That is so meaningful to them because they love the product so much. They're going to take them no matter what, and the business opportunity has allowed them to make an extra $200, $300 a month to cover the cost of their products. And that's where they want to be. So, but those of us that want to, you know, we're still struggling to try to, you know, get the presidential or get to beyond. I mean, these are the issues that some people get stuck and they get frustrated, then they tend to quit. Isn't that a big attitude out there? That's why we see turnover. And the other day I was reading some more statistics on that, and they told me that, you know, the problem with network marketing in the United States is 90% of the activity is churning of associates from one company to another to another to another. They just keep jumping around. And, you know, that's a sad thing. We need to be growing new people. We need to finding people who have never been exposed to network marketing before or have and had a negative experience and they've quit, so get them back rejuvenated again. So it's our concept of being thankful about where we are and thankful for what we have coming forward, and be just standing in that thankfulness and that heart of gratitude. It's a true heart of gratitude. So when we look at ourselves and we say, when was the last time we thanked somebody for anything? And I don't mean somebody who opens the door for you. I mean really talking about a true heart of gratitude coming from your heart. When you connect with someone and tell them how much you truly appreciate them and acknowledge something they did. When was the last time that's happened? Because when you have lived with an attitude of gratitude, you'll have a huge impact on other people. This helps, I mean, it makes people feel valuable. It's a way for you to reinforce other people. And so many times we tend to be selfish because things are going on in our own life. I can even say, you know, over the last month it's been tough for me because of my slab leak. I looked around and I felt, woe is me. I mean, my 21 holes in my drywall, putting all the pipes up above, replenishing that, going back and trying to paint it when there's three different colors of one color, shade of color in my walls. Well, now there are three of those shades because when I matched one, I went to paint another area of the house and it was a little bit different. I don't know how many of you have gone through that, but that can be frustrating, right? And trying to match paint that was ridiculously hard to match. I mean, it's just a lot of things, but it's still about being thankful. And of course, that's where we need to focus on having that heart of gratitude, a gratitude that I even own a house, gratitude that I don't have a mortgage on my house, gratitude that, you know, I mean, there are a lot of things to be tremendously grateful for, but we tend to focus on the immediate in front of us, which allows us to rob ourselves of our attitude. So it's about being thankful, appreciative for everything in our life. It helps you with a greater positive attitude. And what is a greater positive attitude? Oh, totally changes your life. Changes the results you'll create in your life. So it has a major impact on the network business. So if you're going to develop, there's so much to be grateful for on every single day basis. In fact, I'd love to, you know, I tell people this story that I developed a habit years ago where I'd wake up in the morning and I go, thank you, Lord, for giving me another day. I mean, some of us don't even understand how much to appreciate another day. And as we get older, as you just heard from Dorothy at 82 and you know, and how well they're doing. And it's like every day you wake up and you go, thank you, Lord, for giving me another day. It's a blessing to have another day. And so that coming from, you know, a network marketing basis, you can totally change your business. You can have a significant impact on your bottom line just by changing attitude. Significant. I guarantee it. It changes your life because it's going to change. When it changes your life, it changes. You're going to help change other people's lives around you. You're going to come across as a different person. And it's not about choosing today to have a greater heart of gratitude and expecting your network marketing business to double tomorrow. It's about getting out there and being that new person, new source of energy and light in the world that there is a lot of stuff going on that people could be dark about. But the idea is, like, we are the light. We are a sense of gratitude, and we can generate that. We can be happy. We can be thankful for people. And it's about not just, you know, your team members, also your customer base, every single person in your downline. Take a peek. And sometimes we as leaders in the organization, we look at our downlines, and if they're shrinking a little bit, or if some of our associates aren't in the business anymore and they've given up on it or something, we go in the dumps. Instead of looking at our business and going, having a heart of gratitude for everything we do have and how many people, I mean, one of the beautiful things is that through everything that Manitech's been through, how phenomenal is our business today? Notwithstanding all the turmoil and things that we've been through, what a wonderful business opportunity we have today, and what a wonderful business. And those consumers, each one of them needs to be valued immensely by all of us, because we have tremendous customers in our downline that just, they keep buying no matter what. They're like ever-ready bunnies, because you know why? Manitech still has the best products in the marketplace, in my opinion. So there are people, that's what makes our opportunity so phenomenal for anyone, is that you have this unbelievable 20-year loyalty to the products. I have people in my first leg I started when I started in Manitech, and they'll never quit ordering the products. When they pass away, they might quit. But they'll never quit until they're gone from this earth, because that's how much they value these tremendous products. So we can be grateful for a company that's come up with such a breakthrough technology to change people's lives, right? So we just have all this, all these things, and how do we show that air of gratitude? We're thankful, we're happy, we bless other people, and if we do that, even in hard times, it's important for all of us to find something to be grateful for. And you know, you've all heard my stories about my brother getting shot and killed by his wife, my loss of my 4-year-old grandson last year in a swimming pool accident. I mean, there's some trauma, that deep, deep trauma in my family history that, you know, for me, the only way I got through is the grace of God. But, and I don't want to, you know, limit that in any way, shape, or form, because it's awesome for me because of my faith. But the idea that I was able to look at what is the bright side, and even in this, I think I expressed this the other day to all you guys, even in this slab leak, the immediate response that at least my brain went, and I'm sure many of your brains probably do the same thing, is when you have a slab leak, immediately dollar signs hit your brain. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, the house is going to be torn apart. It's going to cost a fortune to do this. My insurance policy probably doesn't cover it, blah, 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 right? You just go through all this machination of, you know, what a terrible time for it to happen. Of course, there's never a good time to have a slab. But even at the time when my slab, when my husband called, he walked out of the bedroom Saturday morning 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks. Has it been 4 weeks now or something? Yeah, 22nd of October it happened, so almost 4 weeks. When he walked out of that out of the bedroom that morning and walked in the hallway outside our bedroom door, and he goes, "Oh my gosh!" And I knew right away. I was in my bed going, "Oh no, what's happened?" Because we had already had two pinholes, and I got up and went out there, and sure enough, there were spots throughout the house. And my first thought, I was so mad. And I was like, so I just right away go, okay, God, tell me, give me the silver lining on this. And, you know, the first thing that came to my head, I just had my niece's wedding, and we had six people staying at the house, and everything was perfect. And, you know, that's all I needed. I just needed that little bit of ounce of help for me to get a perspective, and it put everything back in shape for me. Now let's go move forward, tackle this problem, get through it. It's just an event. And all I can do with everybody I talk to about this and other things, when I share my story about my brother's death and my grandson, all I can do is keep telling people, you know, it's called life. Life brings challenges. And so much of your life and your degree of success in life is how you meet those challenges. Are you meeting them head on and saying, great, another opportunity for me to be, show up big, just like when my brother was shot and killed, opportunity for me to show up big. These children have nowhere else to go. They have to be with me because, you know what, there's no other place for them to go. There's no greater thing I can do in my life at this moment than help raise these kids. And God only knows how I'm going to be able to do that, but I'm going to put my 100% of my energy into giving these kids the life of their dreams because this is so horrific, I can't even imagine it. So it was immediate. It's immediate. How can I be a blessing to other people? Because when you focus on being blessings to other people, guess what happens to your sorrows? They're gone. They're no longer part of you. I mean, they dissipate. And that's the idea about the heart of thankfulness as well. When you have that heart of thankfulness, when you take on that heart of thankfulness, you increase your capacity to diminish anything that might be a negative in your life because your focus is on having that heart of gratitude, being grateful for what you have, being grateful for the people around you, for being grateful for the relationships you have, which is what makes the world go round, right? So knowing this, let's apply it to our network marketing business. How does gratitude, right, play a role in our network marketing business? It's one of those nine. There's a great book out there I read years ago when I first started network marketing. In fact, I looked it up on the internet. I couldn't find it. This is so funny. I didn't realize this too. I popped up 9 Unbreakable Laws of Network Marketing because that was the name of the book. And guess what came up on Google? Mary Jo's Mana Train site. I cracked up laughing. I'm infamous on Google now because my Mana Train website has so many trainings on it, and they pick up that information, and it pops up on this Google. So if you want to learn about the 9 Unbreakable Laws of Network Marketing, you're going to end up on Mana Train because I actually reviewed all of that. I think it was in 2006. I actually went back and looked at the year. I don't know if I wrote it down or I'll be able to access that, but I think it's in 2006 is where you can go back and look at the, I did all of the 9 laws within like 3 weeks or 4 weeks because I did multiple ones each week. But it's a great book and it had a lot of impact on me, so that's why I shared it on a Monday call. But with the law number 3 in the 9 Unbreakable Laws of Network Marketing is called the Law of Appreciation, which is no different than the law of gratitude, right? Appreciation is gratitude. What are we standing in and appreciating every day? What are we showing gratitude for? What are we thankful for every day and keeping that focal point? And this principle alone can single-handedly transform your network marketing business as well as your life because it's a state of being. It's a state of being saying, and I'm either in a growth mode or I'm in a decay mode. And some of you have heard this story before, but I learned it from Brian Klemmer. And Clemmer, he talked about Socrates taught Plato that everything fits into one of three stages. This is from his history, right? He drew on a board and he said, everything begins at a point of energy from which it expands or grows, and then it hits a period of stability. And then, so the first stage is growth, then it hits this period of stability, and then the third state is when it starts its decay process. So Socrates is out there teaching this to Plato. And Plato hemmed and hawed, and he listened to all this, and he went off by himself, and he found and concluded, after examining a piece of driftwood, that there aren't three stages in life. There are only two. Everything is either growing or it's decaying. We're either growing or decaying. And it's true about us. It's true about our lives. Because he was laughing at the fact that, do you want a stable marriage? Ain't happening, right? It's an illusion. Because we're either pouring into it and growing it, or we're ignoring it and not applying attention to it, so it's in a decay process. So it's a status of, are we growing? Are we in a state of appreciation and growing? And are we a state of decay? And this applies not just to your marriage or your life. It applies to your attitude towards life. When you're in the mindset of appreciation, your life is always increasing in value because you're appreciating all that's around you. So you're keeping this positive light and you're seeing a value in everything around you. Your appreciation of your life is investing in your life. So it's an increase in the quality of our life. And the psychologist William James wrote, the deepest principle in human nature is the craving to be appreciated. Now, the reason I think this is so big for us to see is the fact that what are we doing in our network marketing business? If we understand and we agree that with this principle, that the deepest principle in human nature is the craving to be appreciated. What are we doing to help our people in our organization feel appreciated? What are you doing? And maybe you look at that today. We are in the week of Thanksgiving. What can I do today? And I'll give you some tips later on. What can I do today to make sure everybody in my organization feels appreciated by me? What can I do today? And it doesn't matter if you have two in your organization, you have 200, or you have 200,000. What can I do today, right? So how can we show the appreciation? So maybe what you do, here's an idea, just because I popped in my head and I don't want to miss it, is, you know, when you send out that Black Friday special, because it's so tremendous with those redeemable wellness rewards, right? Why not intro that whole piece with a great paragraph on how much you appreciate them in your life, right? Why not? Start off with that. I wish I could test for you the difference between starting with that and then going into the program versus having none of that and going into the promotion, right? You might see a huge difference in the response you get off the promotion as well. But knowing that the deepest principle in human, in fact, this quote that I've given you from psychologists, I am putting that up on my bulletin board because, you know what, I think these kind of things kind of get out of our brain. Sight unseen, guess what? All of a sudden we forget about it. But Thanksgiving somehow brings us back, but once a year isn't good enough. We need to have this heart every day of our life, right? So let us recognize that the deepest principle in human nature is the craving to be appreciated. So important, depreciating your network marketing business will always cause a downward spiral in your income and your business. Did you ever notice that? When you start downplaying it, oh, this isn't working, wah, 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 and you get into that negativity, what happens? It's like a snowball effect, right? You want to, and then you start putting your finger. You want to blame Manatech. I have people in my organization today yelling at the corporate because the comp plan's not here. Blah blah blah. Wah 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 wah. Blah 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 blah. Guess what? Guess what's happening in their organizations? They're just completely degenerating because who's taking on that attitude? And you're the leader. You're the leader. You're the cheerleader and the leader. Companies aren't perfect. People aren't perfect. You know, for me to sit back and complain about Man Attack, the first thing I have to do is look in that mirror and say, are you perfect? Wow. Wow. Right? If you're perfect, then go ahead and criticize other people. But if you're not perfect, you know, the old famous saying in Scripture, take the log out of your own eye before you try to remove the speck in another's. So true. So be appreciative. Don't get into blame game. Don't get into pointing fingers. Really, depreciation will eat you apart. It breeds discouragement, blame, negative thoughts. It's just, it's demeaning. It's all those complaining, criticizing. If you see that in yourself, oh, pray about it. Get on your knees. Do work with it. Whatever your faith might be, dig deep to find a way to resolve it and release yourself of all that. It gets you nowhere fast. It'll rob you of life. And we're here to live and live abundantly, not to be robbed of life. Marion Head, she's a presidential in Manatech who's been incredible chairman of the, you know, associate advisory board, all these kind of, I mean, for years. She now is retired, living, they bought a house on a beach in Hawaii. Oh my gosh, you know, those are dreams, right? She wrote a book called Revolutionary Agreements. And it's kind of a concept of leading you on a true path to personal freedom. And there were three unifying principles in her book, and one of them is gratitude. I mean, she talked about revolutionary agreements, three unifying principles, and one of them is gratitude. So how important did she see this concept of gratitude? Huge. Appreciating the gift of this moment. Each moment is a gift. There's no guarantee of even life. So each moment we have, the moment right now, in this moment, on this call, is a gift. It's a gift for me. You know, some people say, Mary Jo, how do you do these Monday calls every Monday for 20 years or 18 years? I don't know how long it's been, 18 years? Yeah, maybe. I think I started on my second. So 18 years of doing this call or 19 years of doing this call. Because to me, it's a gift. Training and teaching is a gift. I love to do it. It blesses me immensely. And hopefully and prayerfully, it blesses you in the process. But it's a gift. So appreciating the gift of the moment. She said, here's three statements. I agree to give and receive thanks. You know, we want to be in that aura that we are constantly looking for things to be thankful for and thanking. And just having the instinct to give out thanks and receive thanks in a wonderful way. I used to be a horrible receiver because I always was a giver, and I used to be a horrible receiver. People would thank me for things, and I just brush it aside. Instead of saying, oh, don't worry about that, oh, don't do that, blah, blah. Don't discount the thank you. Take it and go, well, thank you for that. That meant a lot to me. Instead of dismissing it, we think it's so important for us just to dismiss it when people thank us. But it robs them of having joy in thanking you. So bless them back by going, well, thank you, that blesses me. When somebody thanks you for something, just go back and say, thank you, that blesses me. Your thankfulness blesses me, right? What a wonderful thing to say instead. Think about it. Now it's like back at you. Back at you. How can I bless trying to bless me? I can bless them right back. And then I agree to see the best in myself and others. Believe in ourselves and our teammates lies at the core of the great network marketing organization, right? We see the best. We don't look at people and see the worst in them. We don't get, oh my gosh, that person's so whiny. Oh my gosh, this person's that or this person's that. We see the best in yourself and others. So free yourself from the self-judgment, empower others as well. And then I agree to look for blessings in disguise. That means, oh, just like in my slab leak, what was a blessing in disguise in my slab leak? Wow, the Lord gave it to me immediately. It was like it didn't happen when you had six people staying at your house and you were wedding central. Yay, thank you. What a blessing beyond belief. That would have been a bloody nightmare. I don't even want to think about it. So this instead is a blessing. What else is a blessing? I'm getting all this new carpeting, all new carpeting. What else is a blessing? I'm getting a new hardwood floor in the front. Newness around the house that's going to be a blessing to us as well. It also triggered me to do a lot of things in terms of cleanup around the house, like we ended up cleaning up the garage and repainting the whole thing, things that we probably never would have done because of what happened. So there's a lot of greatness, the blessings in disguise, and trust me, when you have a slab leak, there's a lot of disguise going on, right? Yeah, exactly. Okay, but find those blessings. We can only, I love this quote after Marian section, I stuck it in here. And it's something that, you know, treasure as well. We can only be said to be alive in those moments when our hearts are conscious of our treasures. We can only be said to be alive in those moments when our hearts are conscious of our treasures. So how conscious are you of the treasures you have? And that treasures don't mean the gold and the myrrh and the frankincense. The treasures mean the wonderful people in your lives, the wonderful things that, how you've, the camaraderie, the community, all of those things are what really make a difference in your life. Sorry, people, I had to get Lydia to call back one of our customers that keeps ringing my home phone. So it usually doesn't happen. So next, three ways. Here, now let's talk about ways to increase the gratitude and appreciation in your business. Now, one of the things we just got done training on was Noah St. John's book, Secret Code of Success. That was awesome. I know a lot of you are in that class, and hopefully you grew a lot from the class. We have a lot to work on, mostly ourselves. And I even did a bonus value exercise, which really hit home for a lot of you. I've gotten some great feedback. But the idea is, out of Noah's book, he talks about, instead of affirmations, talk about affirmations on gratitude every morning. And that's about speaking about ourselves, because we're trying to change the languaging in our negative reflection. That's our negative thought process. Our subconscious is what overcomes us in almost every time we get down and glum and we're not moving forward. It's subconscious feeding back negativity towards us, which is all garbage. It's the stuff we've collected from the past. And you want to retrain that subconscious. And the best way to do that is through affirmations, right? Affirmations. So that's a starting point. You want to, and that's statements of greatness. Why is it I'm so terrific at being thankful and showing so much gratitude for my team members? That would be a great, for some of you who feel like that's not one of your strengths, that's a great affirmation to start asking yourself every day, all right? And second, thank you in writing and orally at every opportunity. How many of you drop little thank you notes in the mail? I know I get lots of them, and I send a few out, but I don't send anywhere nearly as many as I get. So I know it's something I need to work on more, because I just need to be in that mode of thanking people. And it's about writing orally every opportunity. When people go out of their way to do something, drop them a note in the mail. People like those little notes. They're precious today. Everything, so much is done by phone and, you know, our hand extension electronically. Technology has taken so much of that. Touches are still very important. So think about that. What can you do this week? Maybe today's a great day to sit down and just start writing out a few thankful notes, right? Appreciation, even when a prospect says no. I love that. What does Mary Jo say when somebody says, this isn't for them, I don't see it for myself? I just say, well, I just want to thank you so much, because I know it took you some time and energy and effort, and time is a very valuable asset for all of us, for you to review this opportunity at my behest. So thank you for giving it the time and energy, and we'll keep in touch. All right? Now, why do I do that? Because I honor people's time. I was the one that asked them to take the time, right, to look at it. So that was a blessing to me that they actually honored me back to look at it. And what else do I know? I know about the looking zone. So I also know this person may not be looking right now, but why would I ever want to burn a bridge for any reason? It's not just about my Manatech business. This person could be a blessing in my life in 100,000 ways I can't even see today. They're a blessing in my life just by being alive and smiling at me. That's a blessing. So don't ruin relationships. I just worked with my son-in-law on this the other day. One of the guys who worked on my building. It was a classic case. And he goes, Mary Jo, I can't get Seth to return my calls. I think we, you know, and da-da-da-da and ba-ba-ba. And there's still some money owed on this thing and da-da-da. And, you know, they came to Mary Jo. So I went to my son-in-law and I said, you know what? Let me tell you a real basic premise of life. I said, money means nothing compared to a relationship. I said, so please understand, put relationships first. Whatever you need to do, you need to step up and resolve this issue, because this person's too important to you in your life. I said, reality for me, anyone's too important for me in my life. Because I put everybody on a pedestal. I know they have the capacity to do greatness. And if I rob them because I'm negative to them or mistreat them in any way, shape, or form, I'm robbing the world of hearing their voice because of something I might have done or said. So relationships are incredible. So build on those relationships. Always focus on that. So maybe today and this week of thankfulness is a time for you to resolve relationships. Maybe in your, you know, it could be in your personal life, not involved in your Manatech, but clearly in your Manatech life. And how about writing a thank you note to some of the people that you were angry with in Manatech, maybe those of you have been involved for 10, 15 years and your upline just did X, Y, Z and blah, 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 blah. Huh. How about a time of dropping a note, being thankful for everything they did do, releasing the negativity because the stuff, the garbage you're carrying around inside of you is eating you up alive. So time to get it, dump that out. This is a great time of year to do that as well. Every time of year is a great time. All right. Although, how about monthly certificates or recognition to all your top enrollers? Are you doing that? People in your business that are top enrollers. My top enroller just enrolled in the last 3 weeks with me, and she had 5 signups the first week of doing Manatech business. Woohoo! That's awesome. You bet she's going to get recognition. That's what we're about. We're about recognizing them from our heart, showing a sign of appreciation in people. So we should be doing that on a monthly basis and get that data out. Every end of business period, the first part of the next business period, you get information on your website that will tell you who are the top enrollers, and that's the information you go from. Use that and start acknowledging people. 5 ways you can add gratitude to your life and feel better every day. That's about you. And, of course, we've covered some of these and the other things I reviewed because it's hard to talk about, you know, just the business without talking about people in your life. Choose your friends wisely is a suggestion. And I think that's accurate because you don't want to, you go, well, Mary Jo, you told me to really show appreciation for my friends. Well, you know, who are you choosing as your friends, right? I mean, you know, you got to be careful on that. So friends are people that are special to you, that are making a contribution in your life, and you're just overwhelmed in terms of making contributions in their life, in terms of I can't wait to do something for them. So those are special people that we choose. We choose them wisely, and we want to help them, you know, have characteristics that we're looking for as well as share our what we can share with them. So if you strive to be spiritually strong, supportive, empowering, intelligent, energetic, and positive, you want to seek those kind of characteristics in other people, and those are the people you want to befriend. So look at those things because there's, you know, there's all those sayings out there. They say your income will only be the average income made by the 5 people you spend the most time with. So look at who those people are and say, wow, you know, maybe I'm not putting myself in a better position. You know, when people want to be great, they surround themselves with other people who are great. How do they do that? By asking, by going out to lunch, by going out to dinner, by trying to be a contribution to their lives so they become closer to you. You want to surround yourself with a high-quality person that's driven, energetic, successful, all the things that you want to be. Those are the people you want to surround yourself with because then it's a no-brainer. It happens out of pure energy force that you have all that around you, and it's going to help lift you up and be the best you can be. Start a gratitude journal. I love this idea. I found this idea, and I think it's great. Every single day, at the end of every day, before you shut down your office or before you go to bed at night, you pull out your gratitude journal, and you write in it what you have to be grateful for of that day. It helps you. Why do I tell you to do it at nighttime? I think nighttime is the best because when you put it in your brain at night, your brain never goes to sleep. Did you know that? Your subconscious is constantly working. So if you feed good things in there, it's amazing what sticks and what stays with you. So feed your brain some great things before you go to bed at night, and you'll see remarkable shifts in you that you don't even recognize are happening because they happen while you're sleeping. Help your friends cultivate gratitude. As you cultivate gratitude, help others do the same thing. Before you say anything about any friend situation, you want to make sure you know all the facts. I think sometimes we like to help our friends and we walk into a situation, we learn 3 of the 20 facts and we start giving everybody advice and guess what? It doesn't work very well, right? They get upset. So always help friends when they're in a situation. How can I help them see the silver lining in every situation as well? Give the gift of gratitude to your children. Help your children be satisfied with the simple things while giving them the innate power and ability to achieve whatever they want in life, right? So you want to teach them. It's a hard taught. You know, some people say, well, there's a dichotomy there, Mary Jo. I said, no, there's not. It's about how I can be satisfied with simple things. I grew up in a very poor family. I appreciated all the simple things of that life. But I also, when I saw my mom make those chocolate chip cookies and she'd wait until the dough was on the cookie sheets before she took the chocolate morsels out and put one chocolate chip in each cookie, I knew at that moment I would never want for chocolate. I'd have to eat 9 cookies just to get the chocolate I wanted. It was horrible. So I had a drive in me as well. I had that inherent drive that I knew I was never going to be wanting for money to be able to, well, because I wanted to have chocolate. At that moment, it was the chocolate that made a difference. But I valued the simple things, every part of that life, the joy, the going and catching, because, you know, we'd ride our bikes to the swamps and we'd catch frogs and turtles and bring them home and snakes. And we had so many pets. And we had a pet squirrel in the basement for a while. It was such a joy. The simple things in life that didn't get, but enjoy those simple things and but still give the power, the innate, you know, power and ability for people to achieve whatever they want. And children are so impressionable. It's very important. That's one of the reasons I'm teaching my children, grandchildren today. I think I've expressed this on the calls before. You know, one of the things I learned in reading Seven Mindsets, the book The Seven Mindsets, was the fact that we're teaching our kids a lot of crazy stuff. Not because we think it's crazy, it's because we were raised the same way. When we teach our children money doesn't grow on trees, work hard, go to school, get a good education, get a good job, because money doesn't grow on trees. That sounded good and, of course, drove a lot of us to be who we are today, because that's how my parents came out of the Depression mentality. But the idea is that to tell somebody that money doesn't grow on trees is the side effect is you create a scarcity mentality in that child's head towards money. Scarcity. It doesn't grow on trees. It's scarce. So you got to really work hard to get it because it's scarce. When the fact is, money grows on every tree, which is what I teach my grandchildren. I teach them money grows on every single tree. You just have to figure out a way to pick it. You follow? So it's a different attitude about money. I don't want my grandchildren growing up the way I did. Not that I look at myself turning out badly, but I have an opportunity here to impact them in a different way. And that's important. So give the kids the gratitude, opening their eyes to the greatness they can be. Say thank you. Whom in your life do you appreciate? Let them know, whether it's your mom, kids, your friends, your husband, your child's day, whatever it is. Say thank you. Look how many times today you use the word thank you. Just count them and see if you can't increase that 2-fold, 5-fold, 10-fold every day. Be mindful of the little things. Today, strive to be aware of all aspects of your personal, professional, and family life for which you're thankful. And not just today. Every day. If you read that statement, you could put that statement, that's a great statement to put on your whiteboard if you have one, or your you know, cork board or whatever you have in your office. Be mindful of little things. Today, strive to be aware of all, because every day you walk in, it says today, which means every day. Strive to be aware of all the aspects of your personal life for which you are thankful every day. Okay? And I gave you a couple other quotes there, all of which are good. And so the idea, people, is that we want to be the best we can be, and you know, coming from a heart of thanksgiving and a heart of thankfulness is awesome for all of us, because it helps to change the world. It changes you and your disposition. I can virtually guarantee you, you'll be 10 times more, you know, efficient and effective. And because in our business, especially, our business is all relationship, isn't it? That's what network marketing is. It's about building and connecting with people and building relationships. So having a heart of gratitude and a heart of thankfulness in every one of your relationships will help you have a phenomenal business. So with that in mind, I want to close today with just wishing all of you an incredibly happy, healthy Thanksgiving this week. And I pray that you're with family and friends and you have a joyful experience around all of that, and that you just take this as an opportunity to be reflective about all the things truly that you have to be grateful for in life. Thank you, everybody, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Mary Jo. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too, and your family. Bye-bye.